Okay, let's get into this. Have you ever felt just, completely stuck in an emotion, maybe trying to just fix yourself?
Oh, absolutely. We often get told some feelings are bad and we need to get rid of them fast.
Right.
But what if there's another way, a gentler one? This deep dive, well, it comes from the ideas in the Complete Emotional Scale Calibration Guide by Elizabeth Richardson.
And what we want to do today for you is pull out the real gems from this guide. It's about understanding why you feel what you feel and how to move through life a bit easier, not by fixing, but by sort of understanding and gently shifting.
Yeah, and the big question it asks is pretty interesting. What if your emotions aren't problems? What if they're actually like a guidance system?
Exactly. That's the core of this idea, emotional calibration. It's kind of like tuning an instrument, right?
Right, or finding the right radio frequency. It's about honestly seeing where you are emotionally, like right now, and accepting it, really accepting it without fighting it. And then choosing to move just slightly towards something that feels a little bit better.
So it's not about slapping on a happy face if you're feeling rough.
No, definitely not. That often backfires anyway. This sees emotions as energy, you know? Energy in motion. Calibration is just letting that energy move, guiding it gently. Small steps, sustainable steps.
Okay, so how do you guide it? The source mentions a tool, right? A scale.
Yes, the emotional scale for alignment. It maps out 39 distinct emotional states.
39. Wow.
Yeah, it goes from the really heavy contracted feelings, think despair or fear,
Right.
up through more neutral states, and then into the really expansive high energy ones like joy or love.
And the point isn't good versus bad.
Exactly. The source is clear on that. It's just about energy flow. Is it contracting, neutral, expanding? It's like a compass showing your current position and, well, which way feels like relief or expansion.
Okay, got the compass. How do we actually navigate? What's the process?
So the guide gives us an 8-step calibration process. It's pretty practical. Start simple. Step one, just pause and feel. Notice something's up.
Just notice. Okay.
Step two, name the emotion. Put a word to it. Step three, briefly define why. Just a quick check-in, not a deep analysis.
Right, don't get bogged down in the story.
Precisely. And then step four, this is huge. Accept where you are without judging yourself for feeling it.
That acceptance piece feels key, like letting go of the struggle against the feeling.
Totally, because then you can move to step five, reach for relief. And this is crucial. You're not aiming for the top of the scale immediately.
No giant leaps.
No, just the next slightly better feeling thought. If you're angry, maybe frustration feels a tiny bit better. That's a step up.
Ah, okay. So find that small improvement. Then step six is step and stabilize.
Yeah, you take that small step up and just kind of let yourself settle into that slightly better feeling for a moment. Breathe there.
And then step seven, celebrate each shift.
Yes, acknowledge it. Even tiny shifts matter. It feels good, reinforces the process. It shows you can do it.
Makes sense. And the last one, step eight.
Flow with the process. Remember, emotions are energy. You practice letting them move, not getting stuck, not suppressing, trusting the process works.
Okay, so that's the core process. But what about when life just throws things at you? The source talks about contrast, right?
Those times you feel really out of whack, uncomfortable, when something happens that feels jarringly bad.
Which we usually think means we failed somehow.
But the guide suggests contrast isn't actually bad. It's clarifying. It really sharpens your focus on what you don't want.
Which makes what you do want much clearer.
Exactly. It can become a vibrational springboard. That discomfort creates a strong desire for something different, something better, and that desire has energy.
So the low point itself can kind of launch you forward because the desire for relief is so strong.
Precisely. And the source suggests that sometimes navigating that contrast, taking those small steps up, can build momentum. And you might actually spring up the scale faster than you'd expect. The contrast amplified the desire.
Wow. Okay. So pulling this all together for you listening, this idea of emotional calibration, it's really a skill, isn't it? Something you can practice and get better at.
Absolutely. It's not about being broken or needing fixing. It's about using that emotional scale like a map, using the 8 steps to navigate.
Meeting yourself where you are.
Yes.
Yeah.
And gently, intentionally, moving towards relief, allowing that emotional energy to flow, not forcing it.
It sounds like a way to feel much more empowered, you know, less like you're just tossed around by
The
circumstances.
goal, working with your emotional energy, not against it.
And here's the final thought, kind of a big one from the source to leave you with.
Mm.
This whole process,
yeah,
calibrating, honoring your feelings, seeking that feeling of expansion, it's not just personal. The source suggests your willingness to do this, to grow emotionally, actually contributes to the expansion of, well, everything,
yeah,
the whole universe.
Yeah, pretty mind-bending, but also kind of inspiring, isn't it?